Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the top by the two dots. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Lulav and Avrava are sometimes both of them, sometimes we take them 6 days of Sukkot and sometimes seven. And we explained because when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then Lulav is Deicha. Then Lulav is Deicha Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. And in such a year, we'll have Lulav all 7 days of Sukkot. However, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on any other day of the week, which means by default that Shabbos will be one of the subsequent days of Sukkot, so then on that Shabbos, we don't take the Lulav. So then on such a year, we only have Lulav 6 days. And similarly by Arava, we said that Arava is, if the seventh day of Sukkot, of Hishana, what we call Hishana Rabba, if Hishana Rabba falls out on Shabbos, so then they would take the Arava all 7 days. And if not, if Shabbos was on a different day of Sukkot, so then that day that Shabbos fell out on, we wouldn't take the Arava, and that year we would only have Arava for 6 out of the 7 days of Sukkot. And we mentioned that Arava was when the Kohanim would take the Aravos in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would walk around the Mizbeach, and they would stand them up and lean them over onto the Mizbeach. So now says the Gemara, Arava b'shvi'i mai taima dachya Shabbos. Ask the Gemara now that why is it that the Arava is Deicha Shabbos when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? What happened to the Gzeira Shemi Avirenu Arba Amis Bershus Arabim? We mentioned that when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we don't take the Lulav. Why don't we take the Lulav? Because of Gzeira Shemi Avirenu. So why don't we have this Gzeira when it comes to the Arava as well? Why don't we have Gzeira Shemi Avirenu? So says the Gemara Amar V'Yichnan, the reason why the seventh day of Sukkot, when it falls out on Shabbos, will take the Arava, and will be Deicha Shabbos, will be Deicha the Isra of Tiltu Muksa, is in order to be Mefarsim, that the mitzvah of Arava, this mitzvah of walking around the Mizbeach, standing it up onto the Mizbeach, that's Daraisa. Now, why do we have to be Mefarsim that the mitzvah is Daraisa? So the Ritva explains, based off of what we'll see really later on in the sugya. And that is, and he really explains the whole sugya on the top of the Amud, based on what we're going to see on the bottom of the Amud. On the bottom of the Amud, we're going to see that the Baisusim were people who they believed in Torah Shebiksav, but they were Kaifer in Torah Shebalpeh. And so these Baisusim, they like to chepper the Prushim, they like to chepper us about the mitzvah of Arava. And the reason why they would chepper us about the mitzvah of Arava is because it's not mefurish in the Torah. We've mentioned before, we're going to have it soon, on Mevdalad Amud Aleph, that Abishol, according to Abishol, the mitzvah of Arava is learnt out from that which the Pasuk says, Arvei Nacha B'Lashon Rabim. So one Arava is for the Lulav, one Arava is for the mitzvah of Arava. That's Abishol's Makar. And according to the Chachamim, it's Allah L'Maishim Sinai. But either way, it's not mefurish in the Torah. There's no pasuk ever that mentions this mitzvah of Arava. It's something we all do. It's daraisa even. It's either learned out from Arvei Nachal or Alach L'Meishim Sinai. So it's daraisa, but it's not something that's mefurish in the Torah. So now these Baisusim, they held that there's no mitzvah of Arava, because being that it's not mefurish in the Torah, they only have Torah Shebiksav. They don't believe in Torah Shebalpeh. So if they would see that the mitzvah of Arava is not Deicha Shabbos, that it's not Deicha the Isra of Tiltu Muksa, so they would say, ha, you see, I told you that it's because there's no Daraisa of Arava. That's why it's not Deicha, the Isra Darabanan of Tiltu. Otherwise, why isn't it Deicha? If it's Daraisa, so it should be Deicha the Isra Tiltu. And so they would make fun of us. So in order to be Mefarsim, then no, Arava is Daraisa. The Ritva explains that that's the Pshan Rabbi Yochanan over here. The Rabbi Yochanan says, in order to be Mefarsim, that the mitzvah of Arava is Minat Torah, so on the seventh day of Sukkot, when it falls out on Shabbos, will even be Deicha Shabbos. Which, so right now the Gemara assumes, right now the Gemara thinks, that this idea of being Mefarsim, that the mitzvah is Daraisa, to show Nalik, the Baisusim, so that trumps over the Gzeira of Shemi Avirena. It's more important to be Mefarsim, Shemina Torah, than to worry about Shemi Avirena. So if so, ask the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, you're telling me that because of Kedei Lefarsim Hashimin HaTaira, so that, because of that, we're not going to make a Gzeira of Shemi Avirena, Yehochi Lulav Nami. So then lulav also litche, we should say that even on the subsequent days of Sukkot in the Mikdash, when it falls on Shabbos, we should say that lulav is deicha Shabbos kedei lefarsimai shehu min haTorah, in order to be mefarsim that in the Mikdash, even the subsequent days are midaraiso, because it's not mefirsh in the Torah. On the Torah, it says, "Lekachtam lechem b'yayim harisha in priyei tzadar." It's mashma from Torah shebiksav. It's mashma shtickle that there's only a mitzvah on one day of Sukkot. It's through Torah shebal peh that we know to read the end of the pasuk, "Usmachtam b'fnei Hashem alkeichem shivas yamim," that there's a mitzvah in the Mikdash for all 7 days. So lulav also is not mefirsh in the Torah, all 7 days in the Mikdash, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah. So why don't we say by lulav as well, that when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so the lulav should be deicha Shabbos in order to show not like the Baisusim, because otherwise the Baisusim, they're going to chepper us, and they're going to say, you see, it's not Daraisa, and that's why it's not deicha the Isra of Tiltu Muksa. So if so, that the idea of being Mefarsim, Shimon HaTorah, is more important than the Gzeir of Shemi Avirenu, so then by lulav also, we should be deicha when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, no. The reason why by lulav it's not daicha, it's because lulav gzeira mishum derabba. We have Rabba's gzeira of Shemi Avirena. And really the gzeira of Shemi Avirena, that's more important than being mefarsim shuhu min haTorah. It's more important to be chayshesh Shemi Avirena arba ama is brisha sarabim. Well, says the Gemara, yachi, if so, then we're back to square one. So, arava nami nigzer. So, back to the first kasha we started with. So then why is it that when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, that arava is deicha Shabbos? Why don't we make a gzeira shemi avirena? So says the Gemara, by arava there's no need for a gzeira. That's the Torah. It's not because it's more important to be mefarsim shumin haTorah. It's simply because there is no chashash when it comes to the arava. Why is that? Because arava shluchei bezdin meisila. Arava is something that it's only the shluchei bezdin that they bring it to the mikdash. It's kehanim that walk around with the arava. It's kehanim's reason name. So we don't have to be chayshesh that they're going to end up carrying in the Rosh Hasarabim, because kehanim are typically very careful with what they do. However, lulav l'chol maser. Lulav is a mitzvah, ulakachtem, it's a mitzvah l'kol echad ve'echad. It's a mitzvah on everybody to take their own lulav. And being that every individual has to take their own lulav, so by lulav there's actually a concern, shemi avirena arba amos brisha sarabim. So the reason why by a rava we don't have the gzeira is simply because it's not negeya. Well, says the Gemari, Hachi, if there's no Shemi Avirena when it comes to Arava, so then Hachi, if so, so then Kol Yayim Anami Litche. So why is it only when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos that we say that Arava is Deicha Shabbos? When any of the days fall out on Shabbos, we should say it's Deicha Shabbos. What issue could there be? Total. Why should Total step in the way of a mitzvah daraisa? Shemi Avirena, you just told me Shemi Avirena doesn't apply to Arava. So why is it that when Shabbos is on any of the first through 6 days of Sukkot, that we say that we don't take the Arava? So says the Gemara, because asid lefak puke belulav. If Arava would be Deicha Shabbos all the days of Sukkot, so then people would start to be mezalzel on the lulav. And they'll say, ha, the lulav, it's only Deicha on the first day. Arava is Deicha all 7 days. And so they're going to be mezalzel in the mitzvah of lulav. So to prevent that zilzel, Chazal said that Arava is only Deicha Shabbos when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, and not on all the days. Okay, well, says the Gemara. So, we don't want it to be Deicha all the days. But, V'litchi b'yom tevrishay. Why don't we say that it's Deicha the first day? Make it like Lulav. Make it that when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then Arava is Deicha Shabbos. Why is seventh day better than the first day? So, says the Gemara, because Leimukcha milsa. If it would be that on the first day Arava was Deicha Shabbos, it wouldn't be nicker that Arava is what's being Deicha Shabbos. Rather, Amri, people will say that Lulav hu dekadachi, and specifically the Baisusim will say that no, really it's the Lulav that's being Deicha Shabbos. And just one Shabbos was already Nidcha, so then we also allow the Arava. But really Arava is only the Rabbanan, this is what the Baisusim will say, because it's, or really they'll say that there is no mitzvah of Arava, because as you see, see it's Tama first in the Torah, so there is no mitzvah, that's what they'll say. And really, it's not Toicha Shabbos. Ah, you take the Arava when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, that's because Lulav is Toicha Shabbos, and one Shabbos was already like pushed to the side, so then we also allow Arava to be taken on the first day of Sukkot. But not because Arava Be'etzim is Toicha, because really Arava is not Minat Torah. That's what the Baisusim will say. So to prevent the Baisusim from saying that, we don't want it to be that Arava is Toicha Shabbos on the same day of the Lulav, and therefore we make it that if the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then Arava is Deicha Shabbos. Well, says the Gemara, okay, fine. So you explained why not the first day, but Velidche Bechad Mehanach. But why not make it maybe on the second day of Sukkot, or the third day when it falls out on Shabbos, so then Arava is Deicha Shabbos. Why do you jump to the seventh day? So says the Gemara, because Kaven to Kamafka Slo Me Rishoin Oikma Shvi. Once we already established that it's not going to be Deicha the first day, so the next reasonable day that it makes sense to establish as the day of the Arava is the seventh day. Rashi explains because it's a Yom Mesuyom, it's a day that sticks out. First and last are the days that stick out. Second, third, that's not like a day that sticks out. It's the first day of the Yontif, it's the last day of the Yontif. Those are more are days that more or less stick out, and therefore, once we're saying that it can't be that it's the first day that's going to be Deicha Shabbos, because people won't realize, we won't accomplish what we're trying to do to be Mefarsim Shumin HaTorah, so then we make it that it's the seventh day that's Deicha in order to be Mefarsim, to show the Baisusim that the mitzvah of Arava is really Min HaTorah. Well, says the Gemari, Hachi, if so, that really by Arava, there's no issue of Shem Yavirena, and we want to show that it's Daraisa, so Ha'idna Nami Litche. Nowadays also, when we take the Arava on Eishana Rabbah, we should say that it's Deicha Shabbos. If Eishana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, we should take the Arava, and it should be Deicha Shabbos. Now, what we do on Eishana Rabbah, that's for sure not the Daraisa. The Daraisa is what they do in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara's Kasha seemingly is difficult to understand. Why would the Gemara think that nowadays, when we take the Arava, it's on Eishana Rabbah, that should be Deicha Shabbos, if what we're doing is not the Daraisa? So the Ritva explains that even still, even though what we're doing is not really the Daraisa, since it's being done as a Zecher LaMikdash for the Daraisa, and the only Isser anyways is Tiltul Muksa, which is only the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon should have allowed it to be Deicha. If this is what's going on behind the scenes, so then even nowadays, when Arava is only a Zecher, but being that the only thing in its way is Tiltul Muksa, which is the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon should have allowed us to take the Arava on Eishana Rabbah when it falls out on Shabbos, again, to show Nalik the Baisusim, to show that really it's Minat Torah. So why isn't it Deicha when Eishana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, because Anan lo yadina bikibua diyarcha. The reason why it's not Deicha Shabbos is because we're not bikiyim in the calendar. And so really we have a sveika diyoyma. It might not actually be the seventh day of Sukkot. And Mamela, not just that therefore we're not going to take it on Shabbos, but therefore now the Baisusim don't even have a taina against us. When they see that we're not taking it on Shabbos, they're not going to say, oh, you see it's not Minat Torah, because it's only a Sveika D'Yayma. So being that it's only a Sveika D'Yayma, so even the Baisusim won't make fun of us. They'll have nothing to say, because it's only a Sveika D'Yayma. That's why we don't have it being Deicha Shabbos today. Well, says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, Inu Diyadi Bikviya Diyarcha Litche. But those in Eretz Yisrael, that they are Bikiyim in the calendar, so for them at least, if Eishana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, so it should be Deicha Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Ki Asar Bar Hedya, when Bar Hedya came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Amar, he reported that La'ikla never happens. That Chazal don't allow Eishana Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos. Because we're gonna be sort of in a pickle. To be Deicha Shabbos for the mitzvah of Arava, well, like we said, Arava really, what we are doing today is not a Daraisa, it's just a Zecher LaMikdash. So it was difficult for Chazal to allow that to be Deicha Shabbos. On the other hand, for it not to be Deicha Shabbos, then the Baisusim are gonna start with their tainas, they're gonna start chaperoning us, you see, it's not really a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of Arava. So we would be in a pickle. So because of that pickle, because of that predicament, so Chazal manipulated the calendar in a way that they didn't allow Eishana Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos. That's what Bar Hedya says. That we don't allow it, and it never happens. You're asking that nowadays it should be Deicha Shabbos, maybe Be'etzem it does. It never happens. Chazal don't allow the situation to ever happen. However, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, V'chol Nechayse, and everyone, the whole entourage that came also, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Ami, they said, Iklo, then no, it's not true, it does happen. Sometimes it does happen that a Shana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, and still V'lay Dachi, and still we're not Daicha Shabbos. Well, then the question is, V'lakasha, so why not? Why isn't it Daicha? That's the question we just asked. That the seventh day nowadays should also be Daicha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, where the Bekiyim in the Kibua Diarcha. Why isn't it Daicha Shabbos? So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, because man leimalon da'arava benetila, dilma bezekifa. Who told you that the Iker Mitzvah of Arava is that which they just held Aravas and they went around the Mizbeach? If that would be the Iker Mitzvah, so then you could say that what we're doing today is like Mamash Ezecher. We're really doing that. When we walk around the Bima with the Aishanis, with the Arava, so we're really doing that Mitzvah. We're really doing a real Zecher. But who told you that that's the Mitzvah? Dilma Bizkifa. Maybe the main part of the Mitzvah is when they would stand it up and lean it over the Mizbeach. Now that's something that we don't have a Zecher for nowadays. So that's why it's not Daicha Shabbos. You're asking why is it not Daicha Shabbos nowadays? It's because we don't really even have a Zecher even. Because the Iker Mitzvah of a Rav is not the Netila, it's the Zekifa. And again, so that's how we answer the kasha. We ask that in Eretz Yisrael, why isn't it Daicha where they are Bekiyim, Bekibu, Diarcha? So why isn't it Daicha? The answer is because we don't have a real Zecher. But this is all according to Ravin, who said that Taka is Ikla. Lamaisa, the Rishonim bring, that we pass in Lo Ikla, we don't ever have it that Aishan Rabbah falls out on Shabbos. Al Kapanim though, so the Gemara mentioned in this last step, that the Iker Mitzvah Varava is Bizkifa. It's standing it up over the Mizbeach, and not the Netila, not just holding it. So, in fact, the Gemara, is that really true? Esve Abaye, asked Abaye, Lulav Arava Shisha Veshiva. The Mishnah puts Lulav and Arava together. So, my Lav Kilulav, doesn't that seem to suggest that the mitzvah of Arava is similar to the mitzvah of Lulav, that my Lulav Benetila, Afarava Benetila, and that therefore, just like Lulav, the Iker Mitzvah is the holding it, so too by Arava, the Iker Mitzvah is the holding? So, how could you tell me that the Iker Mitzvah of Arava is the Zekifa? So says the Gemara, Midiria, what type of variety is that? Hakadisa, Vahakadisa, Hakadisa, Vahakadisa. No, it's not true. The mitzvah of Lulav might be Benetila, but the mitzvah of Arava is Bizkifa. It's difficult to understand even what the Gemara's Havamina was, that just because the Mishnah put them together, so it's Mashma that the way you're Mekayim, the mitzvah is the same. And to put them together because they're both Shisha or Shiva. That's why the Mishnah put them together. What Shaykh is, why would we have thought that just because the Mishnah puts it together, so that means the mitzvah is both benetila. Anyway, it says the Gemara Vayter, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asks a different kasha that b'chol yoyim makifin as hamizbeach pam achas. The Braisa says that every day in the Beis Hamikdash, so they used to go around the mizbeach one time with the aravis. V'oiser hayoyim. However, on that day, on the seventh day of Sukkot, shava pa'amim, they would go around the mizbeach seven times. So now, my lav ba'arava, isn't this referring to the arava? And you see that the Iker Mitzvah is just the Netila. It's not the Zekifa. So says the Gemara, Loi Belulav. Then no, here we're talking about with the Lulav, and the Lulav is the Mitzvah of going around, is just the Netila. But at Rava, the Iker Mitzvah is Bezekifa. Well, frak the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Barava. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravua, that no, the Bryce is talking about at Rava. So Amar Lei said back to him, okay, who Amar Lach Barava? He said to you, maybe Barava, Vana, I mean a Belulav, but I'll say that the Brice is referring to the Lulav, and therefore there's no Raya from here. Itmar says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Aimer Belulav, Rabbi Lazar says that the Brice is referring to the Lulav, Rav Shmuel Barnasan Amar Rav Chanina Barava, no, it's referring to the Rava, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Also, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Baravua, that Baravu, that the Brice is talking about Baravu, that the Iker Mitzvah is the Netila. Amar Le Ravu, Rav Yitzchak, Bray, the Rabbi Bar Barchano. He said, Rava said to Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Bar Barchano, he said to him, Bar Uriah, he called him a Ben Taira, that Tav Emelach, let me tell you something, let me tell you, Milsa Mal Yasa, a great thing, Dav Amar Avuch, that your father, Rabbi Bar Barchano, said. He said that hadit nan kol yoy makifen as mezbeach pam achas va isa yoy makifen as mezbeach shava pamim. This braisa that we just quoted that says that every day they would go around the mezbeach one time, and on Hashanah Rabbah, on the seventh day of Sukkot, they would go around seven times. So hachi amar avuch mishmed Rabbi Lazar, your father said in the name of Rabbi Lazar that it's talking about balulav, it's referring to the lulav. However, Eisve effect the Gemara, the braisa says lulav deichas a Shabbos. He said that the lulav, the Braisa says that the lulav is Deicha Shabbos on the first day of Sukkot, and a Rava on the last day. And the Braisa says a story. The Pamachas, one time, Chal Shvi Shel Rava Liyais B'Shabbos. So the seventh day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, which, as we've been discussing, that would mean, according to, like our Mishnah says, that when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so our Rav is Deicha Shabbos. However, now, the Baisusim didn't want to see that happening, because the Baisusim held that there is no mitzvah of our Rav. Bechlal, they held that there's no mitzvah. So what did they do? So, v'heviu mirubi yishel arava. So before we get to the Baisusim, so first the Prushim, the Yidden, what they did was, is v'heviu mirubi yishel arava. They brought these long branches of aravais, mirubiyos, type of arava, me'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. V'henichum ba'azara, and they placed them in the Azara. Now, v'hekiru behen Baisusim, the Baisusim saw what was happening. So what did they do? U'natlum, they took the aravais, u'kavshum tachas avanim. And they hid them underneath some stones which would be, at least for us, considered muksa. So they put it under these stones that we wouldn't be able to get them. However, what happened was, is Lamachar, the following day, Hakiru Behen Ame Haaretz. There were some Prushim that were just less well-versed in Halacha. They were Ame Haaretz, and they saw the Aravis that were under the stones. Ushmatu Mitachas Avonim. And they took them out. They didn't know about this or Muksa. And so they picked up the stones, I guess, and they took out the Aravis. The Haviyu Makayanim, and the Kayanim took them, they brought them, Uzak from Bitside Mizbeach, and they were able to stand them up by the sides of the Mizbeach. The Vishain Baisusin made them, and why did the Baisusim do this? Why is it that they hid them under the racks? The Vishain Baisusin made them, the Baisusim don't agree, they're not made there, Shechibut Arava Deicha Shabbos. That waving and carrying the Arava is Deicha Shabbos. So what you see is the Iker Mitzvah of the Arava, Shechibud Arava Deiches HaShabbos. It's the carrying it, it's the waving it. You see that the Iker Mitzvah of Arava is the Chibut. It's not the Zekifa. So this is a Braisa which seems to be Mefurish, not like anybody who said that it's Iker Mitzvah is the Zekifa. Here you see that the Mitzvah is the Netila. Alma b'netila hi tiyufta. So you see that the Iker Mitzvah is b'netila, so this is a cash on anyone who said otherwise. Ve'ela nidchu. Okay, well then, if that's the case, so if we assume like Ravin, that in Eretz Yisrael it does happen sometimes that the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so why don't we say it's Deicha? Ravin wanted to answer that the reason why it's not Deicha is because the Iker Mitzvah is the Zekifa. And being that we don't have a real Zecher to that, so that's why it's not Deicha. But now we just proved that really no, the Iker Mitzvah is the Netila. So if the Iker Mitzvah is the Netila, so then even nowadays after the Charban, in Eretz Yisrael, so then when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we should have it that it's Deicha Shabbos. We should make the Arava be Deicha Shabbos. So why isn't it Deicha? So says the Gemara, because Kevin da Anon loy dachinon, since we, in the Bnei Bavel, since we hold, since by us, in Chutz Laretz, it's not Deicha Shabbos, like we said already, because we're not Bekiyim, Bekibur Diorcho, so in Hunami Loi Dachu. So in Eretz Yisrael, they treat it like that as well, and they're not Deicha Shabbos for the mitzvah of Arava, which Rashi on Memdalim and Aleph explains, it's so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Agudais Agudais, so it shouldn't look like Klal Yisrael's in separate groups, so therefore in Eretz Yisrael, they took on like the minute, so to speak, of the Bnei Chutz Laretz, and they don't take the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot. We'll ask the Gemara, V'hayom t'varishoin, but why is this any different than by Lulav, where the first day of Sukkot, d'ledidon loidachi, by us, in Chutz Laretz, the first day of Sukkot, it's not Deicha Shabbos, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, still we don't take the Lulav, and yet, viludit hu dachi. And for them, for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, like we had a Mem Gimel Man Aleph on the previous Amud, we came out that it is Deicha Shabbos. That when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, so we came out that they take the Arbaminim and that it is Deicha Shabbos. So the question is why? Why don't we say that in order Saklai Yisrael shouldn't look Agudas Agudais, so then also the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't take the Arava, they shouldn't take the Lulav on the first day of Sukkot? So says the Gemara, Amri l'ditu nami loidachi. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Even when the first day of Sukkot, even in Eretz Yisrael, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, they do not take the lulav. Not like what we said earlier, Mem Gimel and Aleph. that when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they take the lulav. Says the Gemara, "Lididhu nami loy dochi." Really, the truth is that they don't take the lulav. But the reason why on Mem Gimel and Aleph we said that they do take it is, and we said it and we proved it from Mestira and Mishnayos. So if we're saying now in the end of the day that really they don't take the lulav, we're going to have to now relook and go over again that Stira Mishnayos and give a different teretz. So that's what the Gemara says now. Velakasha Hanitartis. Now we have to go back to that Stira between the Mishnayos and reanalyze it. The Tana Chada, the Tnan Chada really, that we had one Mishnah which said that Kola Am Melichin Es Lulvei and Laharabayis. It says that when the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, so everybody Erev Shabbos would bring their lulavs to the Harabayas, Utnan Idoch, and yet we had a different Mishnah, that Lebeis HaKnesses, that they would bring their lulavim to the shuls. So on Mem Gimel and Aleph, Umitartzinon, we answered that Kan Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Kan Bizman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That one's talking about when we had the Beis HaMikdash, so then they brought it to Harabayas, and the Mishnah which says they brought it to the Beis HaKnesses is discussing a year where we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. But even when there was no longer a Beis HaMikdash, we still took the lulav on Shabbos, at least in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they brought it to the shuls. They didn't bring it to Harabayis, but they brought it to the shuls. And we proved from there that lulav is Deicha Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, even after the Charban. But now that we're saying that really, Lididhu Nami Loidachi, in order said it shouldn't be Agudas Agudais in Eretz Yisrael, they don't take the lulav on the first day. So now, what are we going to do with this stira in the Mishnayos? That one Mishnah says that they would bring their lulavim to Harabayis, the other Mishnah says that they would bring it to shul. So says the Gemara, loy, no, it's not a stira. Idi v'idi bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Both Mishnayos are talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was around. V'loy kasha kan b'mikdash kan b'gvulin. Really, a different teretz to the stira is that the Mishnah which says that they brought it to the Harabayis, that's talking about for people that lived by the Mikdash. And kan b'gvulin, and if you lived outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mikdash, so then the place where you brought it to was the shul. So that's the answer to the stira and the Mishnayos. But really, after the Charban, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then the Bnei Eretz Yisrael did not take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot when it fell out on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because since the Bnei Chutz Laaretz don't take it, so the Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't take it either, so that it shouldn't be that Kla Yisrael is Ba'agudas Agudais. Now Rav Liashev points out, he brings from the Marishtam, that not that this is an Isra really of Agudas Agudais. When it comes to the really Agudas Agudais, is sometimes an Isra. It's learned out from Leitis Kai to do, that we're not supposed to do things in groups. We're not supposed to have two people, two different kehillahs, so to speak, in the same shul. We shouldn't have people practicing different things in the same shul. However, Rav Liashev points out that even in the same city, if you're in two different shuls, there's nothing wrong with having practicing different minhagim. So why would this be a problem of Agudas Agudais? The fact that the Bnei Bavel did one thing, the Bnei Chutzarts did one thing, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael did another thing. So that's what he brings from the Maharshdam, that really this is not the Isser Mamish of Leit Eskaididu, it's just an Isser, it's like a Durabanan. That the Durabanan didn't like the idea of things being so different, that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael would be taking the Lulav on the first day and the Rav on the seventh day, even when it fell out on Shabbos, and the Bnei Chutz Laaretz wouldn't be, that would already be like Shtei Torah, so it would be like almost two different religions, so that already Chazal didn't like it. Not because of the Isser Mamish of Leit Eskaididu, but because it had a little bit of a tam of that, and therefore Chazal didn't want it. We'll just end off with a kasha that if so, that we don't want it to be that the Bnei Chutz Laaretz are doing totally different things than the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So the question is then why is it that Bnei Eretz Yisrael keep one day Yontif and the Bnei Chutz Laaretz keep 2 days? Why don't we say the same thing? That since the Bnei Chutz Laaretz are keeping 2 days of Yontif, so maybe the Bnei Eretz Yisrael should also keep 2 days so that it shouldn't be Agudas Agudais. Oh, you're right.